Joining us is Gas Buddies Head of Petroleum Analysis, Patrick DeHaan, to talk about the ever-changing situation with gas prices. And Patrick, you know, we've talked about external factors surrounding the United States, the situation with Ukraine, the situation in the Middle East. We'll get to that in a second. But a lot of winter weather hitting the Midwest this week. Do you think any of that winter weather is maybe causing an impact on gas prices or anything like that, first of all?
Shouldn't. Refineries are exposed to the elements, but it's more extreme cold that could have impacts, not so much snowfall. So, you know, a lot of us are going to be stuck at home. It's actually, in many cases, going to lead to lower prices because so many people in these areas, thinking Indianapolis, St. Louis, a lot of these big cities, are going to get hit by this storm, and motorists likely are going to stay closer to home as a result. So if anything, there's going to be less demand.
Yeah, less cars on the road for sure. And this is typically the time of year where demand is a lot lower, and it certainly has been a lot lower. But the question that a lot of people have is, why are prices so high, you know, heading towards $4 a gallon or are over $4 a gallon in some places? Why is that happening?
Well, a lot of that is simply because of what's ongoing with Russia and Ukraine. The concern is that Russia, being the second largest oil producer in the world, you know, instability in Russia, if they do invade, is the name of the game. And oil prices are reacting to the possibility that there could be a lot of instability if that happens. And Russia could potentially limit oil exports if the U.S. responds in a way it doesn't like. So the market is very worried that with all the instability, not only in Russia and Ukraine, but Kazakhstan has been on the top of mind, Libya, the United Arab Emirates. There's a lot going on in oil-producing countries right now that could have a risk to oil production, and oil prices are responding to reflect that. Oil now closing in on $88 a barrel. In fact, Brent crude oil earlier this week hit $91. So a lot of this is just fueling up oil prices on the risk it brings.
And also, too, looking at, you know, does this indicate that we are heading towards your previously forecast prediction that we might be hitting, you know, $4 a gallon in Indiana by, you know, by Memorial Day or once its temperatures start to warm back up again?
Well, that's the concern, is that all of this instability overseas at a time of year that gas prices tend to be lower is not doing anything but raising prices. And then we, you know, enter into the springtime. That's when the conditions are even more ripe for rising prices. So if anything, especially with this danger, the higher risk in Russia invading Ukraine, that could propel us even above and beyond what we had anticipated.
And then, for example, you mentioned the oil prices. How high are these compared to history? Isn't it like over 7 years since we've seen oil prices this high?
Yeah, that's right. The last time oil prices were this high was back in 2014, and we have now surpassed last year's high. So, you know, a lot of action, a lot of moving pieces.
And looking at, we did just recently have a price hike in Indiana, and prices have kind of slowly crept back down again since that hike. So where do you think they're going to go in the immediate term? Just kind of creep slowly down the way they have been before we hit the next price cycle?
Well, Michigan did see a price jump yesterday to $3.39, so there may be some risk that Indianapolis and the state of Indiana could perk up slightly here this week. We'll have to take a look. Yesterday, we did hit the highest wholesale price for gasoline in over 7 years, so there could be a price cycle soon, but now oil prices are down today, so you know, it could be hit or miss whether or not we see that price cycle this week. I just know Michigan went up yesterday, and generally when Michigan goes up, Indiana is not far behind.
Interesting. I had forgotten all about that. And kind of if you're in a situation where if you're a motorist in Indiana, you kind of need to fill up your gas tank and have it ready in case of an emergency. But would you, if you could you, would you want to wait, or how would you want to do that with the impending, you know, price cycle if it goes up or down?
You know, there's not going to be a whole lot of winning that you can have, and there might be a little bit more losing. So I would say if you need gas, especially with the storm headed this way, it may not be a bad idea just to fill up or top off.
All right. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of. And I just got interrupted, and Tom Brady now has officially announced his retirement.
Yep, we got the same notification. This time, maybe he announces that he'll come back. Who knows?
Yeah, and now this time the headline is officially announces his retirement.
You know, I mean, it's like, could he be, I know you're a Chicago guy, Patrick, could this be a situation where he's like football's version of Michael Jordan? Could we see him unretire, retire, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, hey, and I'm a Michigan guy, so I love Tom Brady. And who knows? Yeah, maybe he'll come back. And now the headline is, could Rodgers replace Brady in Tampa?
Oh, man. NFL offseason is never dull. He's Gas Buddies, That's head right. of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time, as always. We appreciate it, my friend.
My pleasure.